This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, I'm here on the third day at Dot Astronomy, and I'm joined by Jonathan Fay from Microsoft Research. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
And we're walking with Jonathan to his bus because he has to go back to the US. But we're going to find out from him about Microsoft's Worldwide Telescope. So, Jonathan, tell us what Worldwide Telescope is.
Worldwide Telescope is a collaboration between Microsoft Research and bunch of universities and organizations like NASA and other space agencies from other different national space programs to basically put as much of the universe online. So we have like from sub-meter resolution on Earth and Mars all the way to the large-scale structure of the universe beyond the galaxy. And all of this data is based on real science data, but it's done in such a way that's not just useful for researchers, but for the rest of the general public and for educators to be able to make use of it. And it's all free, and it's all online.
I know you've been showing us some demos here at Dot Astronomy, and they've been amazing to see. You've been overlaying data of earthquakes on the Earth. You've been flying out through the planets and out into intergalactic space and seeing the SDSS data and all sorts of things. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Well, it's being able to actually bring your own data in is something that makes Worldwide Telescope a very interesting package, because we're able to make use of all of this background information that's been collected by public agencies and universities and such, but you're also able to bring in whatever's personal to you, whether you're a scientist or a student. The stuff you're interested in, you can bring that in and view that anywhere in the universe.
The latest thing that you demoed yesterday was using a Microsoft Kinect to interface with Worldwide Telescope. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when you have such a vast amount of data, and a lot of it is complicated in 3D, and being able to actually manipulate the data smoothly and interactively in a completely fluid way was just something that, you know, we tried to do with, like Xbox controller or mice.
Hang on.